Is not this a perfect illustration of the close of our psalm? Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred, I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Just as light drives out darkness, so does the realized presence of God drive out sin, and the soul that by faith abides in his presence knows a very real and wonderful deliverance. And now I trust that some will ask, how can I find this presence to be real to myself? I will close, therefore, with a few practical directions. First, convince yourself from the scriptures that it is a fact. Facts must always be the foundation of our experiences, or the experiences are worthless. It is not the feeling that causes the fact, but the fact that produces the feeling. And what every soul needs in this case, first of all, is to be convinced beyond question from God's own words about it, that his continual presence with us is an unalterable fact. Then, this point having been settled, the next thing to do is to make it real to ourselves by practicing his presence, as an old writer expresses it, always and everywhere, and in everything. This means simply that you are to obey the scripture command, and in all your ways acknowledge him, by saying over each hour and moment, the Lord is here, and by doing everything you do, even if only eating and drinking, in his presence and for him. Literally, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. By this continual practice of his presence, the soul at last acquires a habit of faith, and it becomes finally as difficult to doubt his presence as it was at first to believe it. No great effort is required for this, but simply an unwavering faith. It is not studied reasonings or elaborate meditations that will help you here. The soul must recognize by an act of simple faith that God is present, and must then accustom itself to a continual conversation with him about all its affairs, in freedom and simplicity. He does not require great things of us, a little remembrance of his presence, a few words of love and confidence, a momentary lifting of the heart to him from time to time as we go about our daily affairs, a constant appeal to him in everything as to a present and loving friend and helper, an endeavor to live in a continual sense of his presence, and a letting of our hearts dwell at ease because of it. This is all he asks. The least little remembrance is welcome to him and helps to make his presence real to us. Whoever will be faithful in this exercise will soon be led into a blessed realization of all I have been trying to tell in this book, and of far more that I cannot tell, and will understand in a way beyond telling those wonderful words concerning our Lord. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.